Hey, before we kick off this episode, I just want to tell you about something really special that I've been asked to be a part of. My dear friend Tasha is the founder of Assemblage Art Collective, and I've been asked to host a workshop with Eventbrite as part of their digital exhibition. So on the 21st of September at 7 p.m. British Summer Time, I'll be chatting all about podcasting, from how to find that next big idea to tech advice, marketing advice, finding guests, topics, and how to get it heard by the big names like BBC Sounds. It's a donate what you feel event. It can be as little or as much as you like, and all the proceeds go towards a collective and giving young people cool opportunities and the chance to make zines. Amazing. Go check them out at Assemblage Collective on Instagram. My workshop and the other incredible workshops taking place between the 19th and 26th of September. The link to the event, I'll just pop it below in the podcast description notes. Do you have plenty of vina?
Do you want some more?
Should we have a top up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's only polite.
It's only polite, isn't it? It's good rosé, that.
I'm loving this, Kate. What a treat. What thank an absolute... you. Oh, she comes to my house, she provides great banter and rosé.
I did bring rosé. Hello, my fellow confused and probably hungover 20-somethings, and welcome back to Navigating Your 20s, a podcast pointing you in the wrong direction with me, Kate Whittaker. Time for more drunken chats on the mishaps and mind boggles of adulthood, from the time you left your passport in a toilet in Prague to the time you got fired twice. So grab a beer, even if it's 10 a.m, and let's roll the titles. Welcome back to the brand new series of Navigating Your 20s. We're on episode 2. Today we are pouring ourselves several glasses of vino on this rainy Saturday, and we're dishing all the dirt on post-pandemic dating and sex. You might want to leave the room if your grandma is there, because let's face it, it's been a long 16 months. they've been devoid of scandalous dating antics, so it's time to play catch up. We're going to be chatting all about the epidemic of breakups that are happening right now, cutting loose in a club, finally, one night stands post-pandemic, and all the nitty-gritty stuff in between. Today I'm joined by my wonderful, hilarious, talented, beautiful friend, Hannah Radley. Hannah works in TV by day, which she assures me sounds much more chic than it actually is. By night, and when she has a spare second, she's a recovering stand-up comedian and writer, casual, and she was actually recently shortlisted by UK TV for a commissioning opportunity, and wants me to tell you that if you want to commission her, her fee is a train ticket and a packet of party rings. So welcome to the floor, Hannah!
Honestly, just like one party ring would do the job to me.
Just a smell of a party ring.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just allude to it, that'd be fine.
Oh my god, cheers! Oh my god, I'm stuck. Cheers!
I say what a treat it is to have a glass of wine on a Saturday afternoon.
I know.
I feel very, very chic. I imagine it's so Sex and the City.
Yeah, honestly, us and our £4.50 bottle of rosé from Asda.
They don't need to know that.
Nah, we'll edit that bit out. Yeah.
It's from my cellar, actually.
Chic. Yeah, we've got a cup of tea on one arm, a glass of vino on the other.
I actually necked my tea because I was a bit hungover, and I feel like tea is a good counteract.
I feel like I'm always hungover at the minute, but I'm just enjoying life.
You don't want to say no.
Oh, no,
in
I know.
In general, but also specifically to socialising post-pandemic. There is something very weird. I'm finding sparks happening with people I've never considered ever before.
Oh my god,
sparks
same.
Are flying.
My standards have just gone, well, I don't have any. No, I do.
Listeners, she absolutely does.
Oh my god.
It would be slightly tragic if Kate wasn't the absolute beauty and knockout she is. Now I just feel like Kate's a bit delusional.
No, I do, but it's more just like, it's a bit like Fresher's Year on steroids, in terms of you're like, oh my god.
But now I'm quite fit, and at Fresher's I was not fit. So like for me, it's like honestly like coming out. I feel like I'm, you know, like debutantes back in like the, I don't know, like Bridgerton. Like I feel like it's the season. I'm on the turn, the ton,
the ton. Yeah.
And I feel like this is like my, I'm establishing myself as a single young lady. And I am completely eligible, and I have no dowry though, which is a shame.
Not yet.
I have, like, I've got great listening skills, really fun. I've got a cracking pair of tits. So,
you're hearing
general,
that, boys?
Like,
So, let's kick off with what's the juiciest, scandalous thing you've done post-lockdown?
I got back to shagging some guy I was shagging before who was just bad. And he's definitely not listening to this, but, like, very nice man, just, like, so not compatible. Like, do you know what I mean? When you're just like, you're both attracted to each other, but you're just like, this is never gonna work. But anyway, I got a bit of a booty call.
Mm-hmm.
I come home, it's quite late, it's like 12:30. We're both steaming from other nights out. But anyway, so we're having, how explicit am I allowed to be, Kate Whittaker?
Very Hannah Radley. Well, what I do is I basically tell my parents the ones that they can't listen to, and this will be probably don't.
It's like my parents have never seen me do stand up for that reason. It's either about me having sex or family trauma. Both of them, which I imagine, are quite difficult for my parents to listen to. But yeah, so we're having sex, full blown. Lie back, think of England, sex. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's literally inside me. And I have a very lovely housemate, but he's never met this housemate.
Okay.
And this is irrelevant, I'll tell you why now. He's literally inside me, he looks me in the eye and goes, shall we wake up your housemate?
What?
Kate, I was in shock.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. Yeah, and I said, do you fancy her? They've never met, so I assume he's done some stalking. And he said, yeah, don't you?
What the hell?
I know.
That's so weird.
Yeah, and then what do you do from that position? You just sort of like...
Are you still having sex at this point? Is there still action?
I dismounted. And then I sort of like walk around like pissed, but like I'm naked. I'm just like, I look like an idiot. And I'm trying to, you know, I tied my hair up. And he was like, why are you tying your hair?
Because I'm thinking,
it's my thinking face. I'm now in serious zone. I look like Miss Trunchbull. Like,
really angry.
Yeah, really angry, like steaming.
Drag him out by the hair.
So, and then in the morning, he was just walking around in his underpants. Like, wait, underpants.
His undergarments.
Just walking around. And I'm like, why is he doing that? He's been looking at our plants for like months. No, not months, but good while.
And they're pretty though, the plants.
They are, thank you. We do have, it's the Rainforest Cafe. And, he obviously wants my housemate to spot him. That must be what it is.
Like, so he was in your kitchen / living room with his boxes.
In his briefs, actually. So
that's really weird.
That's very weird.
But does he know what she looks like, your housemate? Well,
this is what I think. I think he must have been stalking.
Maybe he's one of those people that gets off, like, in bed, knowing that other people can hear him. Was he quite loud in bed?
No, but that might be because I was really rubbish.
But do you know what I find? Sometimes this might just be generalising, but I find that I'm always a louder person in sex. Is it a girl's louder?
It's a woman.
A girl's
thing.
Louder in sex.
So I heard this comes from porn. So in porn, if you watch porn, like straight porn, like I'm talking like the bog standard.
Two people just boom.
The woman's always going like
True, and the man's just stood there going
yeah.
That's so interesting.
I think,
so maybe
I think
we
it's more of a turn on. Men think it's more of a turn on for women to be loud, and
that's interesting.
But I love it when a man's loud. I find it really sexy.
Yeah, do you?
I find it a real turn on.
But I once had sex with a guy that growled like a bear. That wasn't sexy. That was just quite
were you
bizarre.
Scared? Were you scared?
It was just really like.
Oh, no, that's
and I was
weird.
Like, I'm not a Formula One car. Yeah, like, let's just calm it a bit.
Mechanical.
I think I've got quite a few ones, but a few weeks ago I went out with the boys to like a jazz night thing.
Oh yes, this is when you were absolutely, I know the story, you're in for a treat.
We basically got really drunk, it was like 2 a.m. and we snuck into a karaoke booth. And the bouncer was obviously like, why are you in here? So me and said guy, anonymous, he'll probably listen to this and know who he is, but it's fine. We were like, when the bouncer was like, why are you in here? We were like, oh, you know, it's our anniversary and like, you know, we just love singing. And he was just like, oh, fair enough, stay in here. And we're like, oh, I can't believe that actually worked, but cool. Got really drunk singing Angels by Robbie Williams, absolute banger. And then he was like, I'm gonna get an Uber back. And you know what drunk Kate's like. She's a liability. She's very promiscuous.
She's very. She's a laugh though.
She's a good time, isn't she?
I love drunk Kate.
She won't be told. She I don't know. I don't associate myself with her. And she just got into the Uber, and he was like, "I am going back to where, you know?" And I was like, "Where?" He's like, "Where?" And I was
"Where's
like,
where?"
And and I was just like, "Yeah, I'm asking you where." And he's like, "Yeah, where?" And I was like, "No, I'm asking you where you're going." Like,
that's
oh my god,
so funny.
There was a bit of miscommunication, but
that's very 70s comedy, like.
Yeah,
very Benny Hill.
And it turns out the place he lives is called where? W-A-R-E.
It sounds like the arse end of nowhere.
Yeah.
I say that as a true life.
It really is. Give it a Google, guys. It's not in London, I will tell you that much.
Loads of people like coming into where? And people are like, where all of these people come from? Where? Listenership.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. All the audience are just going to where. And obviously I live, you know, South London, and this place is like North London plus an extra... I don't know,
it's
20
not
miles.
London. It's just not.
It's not even London, is it? Yeah. It's near bloody Cambridge, for God's sake. So I'm in this taxi, and to his defence, he did say about 27 times, "Kate, I am going back to a village that's not in London. Are you sure?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, woo!" And
what,
then
what? May I ask what were the reasonings for him not coming back to yours?
Yeah, why? Do you know what I want to know?
I actually much prefer going to the other person's house.
I do, because then you can just like leave in the morning and go, "Babe."
I also find it quite interesting. But I like hearing things.
It's more of a day out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of an adventure. And it also takes you away from your everyday life. Maybe that's what it is.
Escapism. Like, yeah. With sex. Yeah.
And I like someone. I also you have to worry about things like I'm such a neurotic person, but so I'm like worrying about like. Have they got enough water? Like, I want them to make them to have an overall excellent experience.
Yeah, five stars.
And it's Fanny.
I
want good reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
I want good reviews.
Yeah, me too.
And it terrifies me when I don't get them. I assume there's something wrong.
So you want a follow-up text going?
100%. No.
And then, we didn't even have sex because he was too drunk, so...
Oh, that is so disappointing.
I know. If you are listening...
Did he fiddle? Oh, God.
We tried to fiddle, around? But to his... I was quite drunk as well. It just wasn't really a vibe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel quite like a drunk cuddle.
Yeah, we had a drunk spoon, and then I sort of woke up and I had 20% battery left in the morning and didn't have an iPhone charger, so I had to guess my way back to Peckham. He didn't have an iPhone.
I'm sorry. Mm. As someone who likes to... As someone who runs... Hotel Hannah's Fanny to the five star service. I would say that it was his duty to have an iPhone charger. I think if you're going to exist in 2021, you have an iPhone charger in your flat.
I agree. No, I do agree.
Or he finds one. Like, I'm sorry, it's not that hard to pop to your local. Well, it's Ware, isn't it?
We just live in Ware, Hannah.
Yeah, like, they might not have shops. I don't know. I'm sorry for Ware. Residents, if you're listening. So I'm having sex with this guy, and he's going and he works bizarre hours because of his job, so he left at like 3 in the morning, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be coming back my shift ends at 1 p.m. so I'll come back hang out with you." I'm like, "Didn't ask you, but fine." I'm a working woman, Kate. I've got things to do. So anyway, I wake up around 7, I get a text saying, "Oh, I feel really, really hungover, sacking off work, coming back to yours now." I'm sorry.
He just advised himself.
No. Also, it was such casual sex. And like, I'm not going to nurse you back to health, hon. But obviously, because I'm a neurotic person, I went out and got him Strepsils and shit.
Hannah!
And I wrote like a little note on the Strepsils.
Hannah! Oh, you're so an angel.
I am an angel. Oh. But wait. So he has a nap for a bit. I'm getting on with my day, and I also have therapy, which is very weird. Like, he's in the next room, but I'm in therapy.
You're just there pulling your heart out! That's brilliant.
Yeah. And then we have sex again, which was very weird to have sex just after the CBT. I don't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of jarring. And it's actually, like, fine. Like, he seems to have a nice time, considering he was on, like, he felt really crap before. This is by one of the hottest days of the year. It was, like, one of the days in the heat wave in, like, July. It was super, super hot.
Wow.
And anyway. So, but yeah, we, middle of the day... sweaty sex session, fabulous. And then I go have a shower and I come back and he's like, "I need to go to hospital." I know. And I'm like, what the fuck? You do not need to go to hospital.
You're not that hungover, babe.
You're not, yeah, I said they're just going to turn you away, right, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they was like, no, no, no. I checked my symptoms. I have internal bleeding.
Shit.
I know, I know. I was, at this point, I turn into my neurotic Jewish mother persona. I'm like, literally like, stop what you're doing. I'll take you to hospital.
Oh, my God.
I know, how good a person am I for taking him to hospital?
You're very lovely.
Thank you. But also, wow. I would do that for anyone in my flat. Like, it's not... I don't... On my, no one's dying on my watch. And I'm like, you idiot. This hospital doesn't have an A&E. So I put him in another Uber. I'm coming with him. And then I take him to the hospital. At this point, like, I'm quite nervy. Even... Only... Not because I just don't want someone to die after having sex with me. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah. I get you.
So, anyway, I take him to the hospital. I mooch around for a bit, but I get a text about 7 p.m. saying, I had heat stroke.
Wait, heat stroke? That's all internal bleeding.
It was.
Internal bleeding?
Yeah, he thought it was internal bleeding and he had heat stroke. Fucking men. I'm quite a dramatic person, so I was like phoning everyone. I was like, I think I killed this man. I was like,
no, the sex was that, like, that bloody heavy.
Yeah, it was that bad, he wanted to die afterwards. But then the cherry on top is he ghosted me after that.
He's probably really embarrassed, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'd be humiliated.
That's what my housemate said. She's like, that is the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah,
I'm really
sorry
for sharing your story, but like, you've kind of been a dick, so.
Yeah, why are you ghosting Hannah? She doesn't mind that you had internal bleeding.
Literally, I do so many embarrassing stuff all the time.
See, my whole life is just one embarrassing story. That's why I've got a podcast. So I can talk about it.
That's why I do stand-up. Get my money's worth. Yeah. Like, honestly, you could either do stand-up or you could pay 50 quid a session for therapy. And I know...
Which is more fun.
Which is more fun. And I've had a lot more sex after stand-up sex than I have after therapy. But yeah, except this, obviously.
Exactly. Option. I had, I was going to say a similar experience. It's actually not a similar experience, but just in terms of like, speaking about a one-night stand in the morning. I met this guy at London Bridge Bar, like, literally last weekend. And I went to this bar and, like, I was with my old housemate's brothers, and they thought it'd be really funny to, like, barge in the bar and start singing Sweet Caroline and see if everyone joined in.
That is quite funny.
No one joined in.
That's even funnier.
Not a single human being in that bar joined in. Everyone just looked at him and then carried on drinking beer. But this one guy just emerged out of the crowd, like, 5 seconds later and went, Sweet
That's
Caroline.
So funny.
And then behind him was his mate. So there's, like, these two dudes coming towards us.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Wait, that's all I'm going to say, yeah. And they did that classic cringe thing where there's two friends and you're with your friend and they sort of come
I
up to you and you're...
That.
And you can tell they've had a prior discussion going, I'll have that friend.
It's like, you have the blonde, I'll have the brunette.
Yeah, like, literally, yeah. So one jetted towards me, one jetted towards my old...
They all look the same. Mm. They all kind of have like that... They're wearing polo shirts. It's like such a
polo
similar
shirt.
And they've got
vibe.
Like a pint of lager. And like,
yeah.
Maybe they've got a bit of gel in their hair. Like, it's such a look when
yeah.
these guys
they've
do.
Just put on their Instagram story, night out with the lads, and
yeah,
they're having
a
good time.
Yeah. And they honestly, you couldn't think of anything worse.
It literally is that. As soon as you said he was from Manchester, that was it for me.
Yeah.
I was in there. I was like, wow, a man after my own heart.
I have to say, Kate, I'm not from Manchester, sadly. I think about it all the time, devastating. But I do think a Mancunian, it's very sexy.
Yeah,
the acts are sexy. There is a warmth that comes with Mancunian. So if there are any Mancunian men out there,
yeah,
hit me up.
Yeah, sliding hands DMs.
And the voice is really sexy too.
Yeah,
I'm sure
voice,
people that
yeah.
tell you all the time, people tell you that
yeah,
all the
it's
time.
Just nice, it's friendly, but he was just very complimentary. We had a great old, I mean, the amount of Jager bombs we had probably contributed to the amount that we had in common that night.
Yeah.
We both sat there with our Blossom Hill in Prosecco glasses, naked, having a great old time.
I've got quite a scandalous story related to that. It's not that scandalous, but this, I was, again, Alex, I'm so sorry, listeners. I was sucking on a boy's penis. not sucking on it, it's not a lollipop. I promise you, like, I am not this. I'm sounding like I'm really bad, and I'm not. I get very high ratings for Hannah's hotel, Fanny Hotel. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But no, like, I'm sucking him. But we've been drinking Prosecco all night, and he's like,
bougie.
Put some Prosecco in your mouth and suck your
Does that not sting a bit, though?
It stung him so much.
What an idiot.
idiot. He was like, I've always heard it's gonna, the bubbles feel nice, apparently. Did not feel nice. Obviously, it wouldn't feel nice. Mate, like, what were we thinking?
It's like using, like, nail varnish remover down there, surely. Like, why would you?
Yeah, it's literally stripping. But yeah, I'm so sorry to interrupt your delicious story.
What an idiot. No, don't do it. So, and then in the morning, he just would not leave my house.
Oh.
And so I had work at 8 a.m. that morning. So I got up, you know, cracked on with my day. And I thought he'd get up with me and leave, but he didn't. He just rolled over. He was just still there. And he's like, wake me up in an hour. And I was like, okay, no worries. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waking me up in an hour? You're not a bloody... I don't know.
So I went up and I woke him up an hour later. And I was like, hey... Oh, I nearly said his name then. I was like, hey, it's been an hour. And he's like, oh, God, can't be arsed, man. I'm so tired. And then rolled over again and fell asleep. And I was like, sat there like...
I think that is disgusting. He would be banned from Hannah's Hotel. Hannah's Fanny Hotel. That is not acceptable behaviour for my guests. I want them to check out quite early in the morning.
Yeah, check out at 7 a.m. on a one night stand, man. Oh, you can't fucking 100%. Linger.
I would rather I have gone before. I don't stay over. It's a half night stand because I can't bear waking up in someone else's bed sometimes.
Like, not to be a dick, but you just kind of want to. I love a little cuddle after sex, but in the morning I'm like, oh god, they're still here.
I like a cuddle, but I kind of like it separate from my sex. A bit like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have my dessert and my main course on the same plate. Very much I feel the same way about cuddling and sex.
Interesting.
I want to be pretty and separate from the
person. Yeah, that's very interesting.
And I can't sleep in a cuddling position.
I can't know. And it was very sweaty that night as well, so I didn't even get a cuddle. And then, I literally had to make up that I had a meeting at 9 a.m. on a Saturday as a hint to, like,
that
leave
is so
my house.
Funny.
So I was like... Hey, I'm really sorry. I've got a meeting in 10 minutes with my boss. It was literally a Saturday morning. And he was like, oh, no worries. Yeah, you go in the meeting. I'll just sleep in the background. And I was like, oh, yeah. But I also need to pick up a cake from M&S as well. So I need to leave the house soon. And he was like, oh, man, yeah, no sweat. Don't worry about it. Turned over again. And I was like, this guy's just not getting the hint. He's not getting the hint.
I honestly find that, like, one of the least attractive, most annoying things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It was, also, I love the specifics of your excuse, like, cake from M&S. It gives it a grandeur that, like, it wouldn't have if you said it came from Morrison's. Like,
yeah, M&S, darling,
But it's also not so unbelievable. I'm very impressed with
that. Thank you so much. So he just wouldn't bloody leave my bed. And I was literally cracking off my day, and I was thinking, bloody hell, this isn't an Airbnb. Can I get you a cup of coffee and a browse of the Daily Mail? Like, what do you want from me?
Daily Mail, not in your flat.
Yeah, the Independent.
You're an English student, darling.
And then he just took forever to get ready. He couldn't find his sock and he'd lost his jeans. And I was like, oh my God.
He lost his jeans?
He lost his
jeans. Where were they?
Oh, down the side of the bed.
Oh,
classic.
So look there. Like, it's not that hard.
Oh, mate. It was all very stressful. So then he was like, oh, I don't have Uber and I don't have any data. Can you get me an Uber? Mm. And I was like, can you not just download the app? And he was like, oh, but then I'll have to put my card. And he was like, I've got 20 quid. And I was like, oh, to be fair, the Uber's 21 quid, so just give me 20 quid and we're sound, like, whatever. But then...
That's very nice of you, Kate.
Yeah, it is. It's too nice, because then what happens...
Yeah, but also, when someone's making that elaborate excuse, you know they're going to shaft you.
Yeah, And then, the annoying thing is, I'm so annoyed at myself for being too nice to this random boy I'll never see again, because then...
Oh my God, story of my life, Kate.
Because then, the Uber came, and it took him to the wrong hostel. Like, there's obviously a couple of the same name. It took him to North London when he was supposed to be in South London. So obviously the Uber did a detour, and I got charged £35. So I did an extra 15 quid for this boy's Uber that I'm never going to see again. He's not going to exactly pay me, is it? And then he's off to his ex-girlfriend's house, where he still lives, knowing that he shafted me out of £15. If you're listening, shame on you.
Oh, same guy to the hospital. I used to be for two bloody Ubers. Yeah. I'd like to see that in my account.
Have
I know you
heard
that? To me, but
fuming.
I won't hold it against you. We don't ever have to talk again. I would just like my 20 quid back.
Just
please.
Give me my goddamn money. I work hard for my living, you know?
I work hard and I get paid nothing.
Yeah.
And my sex life is being quite costly at the moment. So
yeah,
please.
London rent's expensive, man.
And
like...
my therapy from the dating scene is also very expensive. And looking like this, not cheap.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, it's a lot of work to... look mediocre most days, so yeah.
Oh God,
you need to pay for the upkeep, so like please.
Yo, it's part two and it's time for the listeners post-lockdown dating dilemmas, but it's anonymous because that's how we roll. So the first one, Han, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for love?
Are you ready?
I've been dating this girl for about 8 months throughout the pandemic. I'd say we're pretty much official. She's met my friends and family and they all think she's class. But she's not introduced me to anybody and changes the subject whenever I bring it up. What do I do? Is she not feeling it?
Run away. What's wrong with her? She's definitely a spy. That's what it is. There's no reason. I'm sorry. That is really weird.
But then I'd say we're pretty much official. Have you had the conversation with this person?
8 months as well.
That's quite a long time.
If you've 8 months. You know what? It's not even that bothers me in this issue. It's the fact that they've met his family.
Yeah,
or sure. Her family. I don't know if this is a, but yeah, they've met the partner's family. That's weird. What? And you haven't met any of the, like, they are hiding something. And if they're hiding something, it's not going to be pretty. Run, cut your losses.
Yeah,
just get out. They even talk to them. Just go.
Just leave that. Like, I'd literally just say to her, like, yeah, go travel. Yeah, I'd just be like, why don't I just? I just honestly just be straight up and like, why do you want me to meet your family? Oh, just sack this girl off and go clubbing. There's lots of fit girls.
I'll get with you. I will.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Hannah's on.
I'm on for it.
She's on for
it. Ask me out. I'll introduce you to my family on the second date.
This one's quite fun. Not gonna lie, now lockdown is over, I want to be single and enjoy single life. Is it a dick move to break up with my boyfriend who I got with during lockdown so I can enjoy casual sex?
Oh, that's such an interesting one. First of all, obsessed with you.
Queen.
Really interesting. What are you looking to gain? This is, I feel like this tells me a lot more about you than it does your partner. Mm. If you're looking at, you feel like casual sex is more important than a meaningful relationship. I don't think you're choosing casual sex over your partner. You feel like casual sex is what you need right now and you don't like your partner that much. That's what I'm
Yeah,
in
it. Like, if you're properly in love with someone, you're not thinking, I need casual sex. Because casual sex is meaningless.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay for their Uber afterwards. God damn it.
100%, like, I feel like that is, if you're even having that question, like, is it a dick move, like, to do, if you have that desire, like, go for it, like, I think, like, nice, also, sometimes it's nice that, I feel like we think, oh, what a waste, I wasted that time on that partner, like, what was the point of going out with them, like,
yeah,
I disagree with that, I feel like you can have a partner, and, like, it was wonderful at the time, and it was meaningful, then you move on.
It's so true, and I feel like a lot of people got in relationships during the pandemic, because of obviously many obvious reasons, and you're not actually, I don't say it's not a real relationship, of course it is, but like, you're not seeing that person in their real life.
No.
It's like a Love Island thing almost. You're not in real life.
I felt so unsexy during the pandemic because I regressed to like the mental maturity of a 13-year-old, and that's generous.
The next one, do I bin off Hinge now lockdown is over? Don't know if I can be arsed.
Okay, I relate to this. I do use Hinge, but not for the way people think. I have an Instagram called Hannah's Hungry Hinges where I post the very worst of Hinge.
And it's
that's
amazing content.
Thank you. That's
oh
very
my
kind
Christ.
Of you. You know how people are like, how do you find... Literally every second person is something to say. Like, it...
Yeah.
People are like, how do you find... I find the material so easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's...
Hinge is... It's the... So... I feel like, I don't know if you find this, like, we're both sociable, busy people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any evenings free.
And
I still don't get to see all my friends. Why would I waste it on a random guy?
Right, like, yes, like, thank you.
And I've never been on... I think Hinge probably is quite useful. Yeah, weird.
I feel the same as this person. Like, I was going to go on a Hinge date this weekend, but then I was like, do you know what? I've not partied with my best mates for a year and a half. That's what I want to be doing with my spare time. I don't want to be going on a date with a random person that might be shit. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather actually go out with you guys and actually know that I'm going to have a class time. Like, my actual friends rather than just a random, no offence.
Yeah. And you can always get with your friends if you're really drunk.
Yeah, get with your mates, man. Or like, I don't know, like, I've missed, and I'm doing this tonight, it's going to be so good. I'm going to my mate's birthday and the only person I know is him. There's going to be a load of random people there.
I had that last night. I went to a party and I didn't know anyone. It was so fun.
I've missed it so much. Like, yeah, it might, you know, you might not
really
chat
exciting.
To anyone. But I don't know, like, it's just random people. I'm like, oh my God, strangers in London. This is the life that I want.
I can introduce you to loads of strange people.
Yes,
and
you
strangers.
Can. In conclusion, yeah, been off Hinge. Go and meet some people in a club.
Yeah.
That's what
I'd
say.
If you, I also do think, though, that if you... don't know that people in your city, I believe that Hinge is quite a good way to meet people.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. And the last one, so during lockdown, I went on tons of dates just to pass the time, to be honest. Like the proper shitty park bench ones where you just get bare cold.
Oh, did you drink?
or do you have a coffee? I always wondered. I never went on one of those.
I never went on one either because I was very much...
Are you in a relationship, weren't you?
Yeah, I was very much like loved up with a bit of a twat.
We've all been there.
But now bars are open, I really want to go on a proper date, but I feel like I've hit a bit of a wall with dates. They feel so formulaic now. How can I get back in the game?
Oh, that's really hard.
It is hard,
I kind of feel like I need advice for that too.
Yeah.
Cut your hair.
Get a makeover.
Yeah. Buy some sexy underwear. I need to do that. Like most of my... I have bras where like... It's not... I don't have underwear on the one. I'm about to do on the other.
I'm a bit of a hippie these days.
Yeah. Like, it's all out there.
Yeah.
Buy something that makes you feel... Or do you think that makes you feel a bit... Gives you a bit of a lease of life, like just hit a random bar and just be like,
yeah,
fuck it, like what's gonna happen? Like have a great time, and have no regrets. But I understand it's difficult. Maybe start off with a pint if you're like, oh,
a bit rusty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but I think there's no pressure. Like you don't even have to get back in the game if you don't want to. No, random person. True. Like I just think have a break from the game if you're feeling a bit burnt out of dating. Like you've been for a lot this year. It's been a bit of a weird one for everyone. Just go out and enjoy being with your mates. Also, and if you meet a fitty, you meet a fitty, but don't put pressure on it. Just have a laugh.
Whenever I meet a guy, it's almost nine times out of ten, it becomes platonic. And I feel like I need to like get up. I'm so used to having male friends. And both Kate and I have lots of male friends. Don't want to brag.
One of the lads.
I'm not like other girls.
I'm one of the boys.
But I kind of like don't know how to talk to them. Sometimes I feel like when I'm friends with a man, it's kind of harder.
I get that. I often say, if I'm trying to flirt with a guy, I'll often call him mate, and I'm like, oh, shit. But I think if I
fancy you, I call you dude.
Yeah, so you know, I'm like, oh, hey, man, hey, dude, hey, mate. And I'm like, I'm literally trying to flirt this person, and I've just friend-zoned him. What the fuck am I doing? It's hard. Post-pandemic dating is hard. Yeah, one thing we were talking about before we started recording was, like, everyone seems to be breaking up at the minute.
I also think lots of people starting new relationships at the moment. I think it might be because after COVID, like, it's like a testing.
Yeah.
Pardon me, I just burped. It's a testing. You've tested your relationship limits. And also, maybe FOMO. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Maybe FOMO?
FOMO, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I just feel like this is...
I feel like we need to make up for years.
This just feels like personally the wrong time to get into a relationship. If you meet an absolute world, go for it. But I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want a boyfriend for at least another year. I want this year to be my post-pandemic, just moved to London, let's have it.
I don't know if we can plan things like that, which is sad. But maybe it's not sad, but like we all want, both you and I, quite ambitious. Like,
oh yeah.
Very social. Like we do a lot of things and we're both like, out there all the time, and I think we think we can do get anything we want, and we can, but I don't know if you can plan things like when you're going to meet a future partner.
Nah, of course you can't.
I mean, like, I've never been that successful with Hinge, but I guess you could. But I mean, I just don't see that. I imagine I won't settle down for a while. Also, I do think you attract the kind of people. The aura you're giving out, you attract those people. So if you're a bit casual and like looking for something a bit fun, I think you tend to attract fun people who are looking for something casual.
That's so interesting because I feel like all my exes and guys I've dated have been way too chill. Like, as in, like, they'll take a day to reply and they're like,
that.
My ex didn't have a fucking phone number. Like,
what?
Didn't
Was
have
a
phone
a
number. Like, well, that's now what I'm thinking. Ugh. Anyway,
he didn't have a phone number.
And it was long distance as well, bearing in mind. And I'm obviously way chill. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but also, like, come on, man.
Oh no.
So maybe I need to be more uptight and then I'll attract less chill people.
But I also think there's a pressure for women who have casual sex to be like super chill, like chill with everything. And I'm not chill with some things. Like, I want you to be nice to me. Like, that's...
Oh yeah, oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, and respect my boundaries. And like, also, I'd like you to reply to my texts. It's not like... And I feel like, because I'm having like a lot of fun, I feel like, oh, I can't be too demanding of that. But like, I want expect that from my friends. I generally think that the people I shag, I have the same standards for what they should be contributing to the relationship as I would a friend. Like, it's not a partner, but like,
No, that's so true. That's really true. I don't know. Like, I just think at the minute, let's just have fun and enjoy being allowed out of the house.
For sure.
And like every night I've been on at the minute, I just have a bit of flirt. It's great fun.
I love flirting. I think I've missed flirting so much.
What's the
and
most...
I hate when people are like, oh, I don't know how to flirt. Like, yes, you do.
Oh, you do.
You do know how
to
flirt.
Have a few lines, you'll be all right. What's the most cringy thing a guy's sort of done towards you post-lockdown? Oh. Out and about.
Most days, to be honest. This is so bad, listeners. I was working on a studio show, darling. And the wrap was at about 11 o'clock. And I get a cab back. And I got the tube. So this is a separate story. This is quite bad. A woman sat next to me on the tube and was like, do you want to go for a drink? And I was like, yeah, that's jokes. Like, I do a lot of things for the content because I'm like, if I get a good story about this, it's hilarious. And she bought me like two glasses of wine. And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, this is jokes. And I go back on the tube and I go, I try to get to Angel where I live. Please don't stalk me. Actually, do if you're fit. the tube, it's the last train that stops at King's Cross. So I'm like, oh fuck, I'm going to have to get a cab. I can't get anywhere. So I get into a black cab, which I never do.
Ooh, very chic. Very Sex in the City.
So Sex in the City. I felt like,
darling,
I'm a girl boss. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm like quite wasted. But I'm talking to this cab driver and he's like talking way too much. I'm like, it's very near to where I live. It's like, and he's talking, he's like, oh, he was like, you've got a boyfriend. I was like, no, I don't. He's like, you're way too pretty, which we've all heard. Wait for it. He drops me off and I'm like, oh shit, he knows where I live. But anyway, he drops me off and he goes, can I have your number? And I'm like,
but
no.
Was there any chat before that?
And he was chatting at me. Also, black cabs, sometimes I'm a bit class. Didn't feel any, but anyway.
Yeah, literally.
And then I'm like, no, I'm sorry. And then he goes, do you want to cuddle now?
Oh my god!
You're on the clock. Like, you should be working. Also, the word cuddle is like really unsexy. And
can I have a cuddle?
I know.
Oh, bless him. He's not had any intimacy in a year and a half.
Oh,
he's craving it.
Sad, Kate.
All he wanted was a little hug.
No, he said, like, do you want to cuddle now? It was just the wording. Also, I did not fancy.
How old was this man?
So that's interesting. I think he was really young. I think he might have been 2021.
Oh, wow.
Just
passed his driving test and he's like, right.
It takes ages to be a black cab driver. Like, it's really difficult.
Straight out of school, he's like, right, black cab training,
maybe.
Let's go.
Like, you have to see the knowledge, isn't it? That he, like, it's not easy to be a cab driver.
Did you not find at the minute that people are like, oh, it's been a year and a half, I'm just going to go for it? Because the night I watched the semi-finals, the year of semi-finals in a pub, also the night I caught COVID, good times. We were in this bar and this blonde, quite attractive man kept buying champagne and like
champagne,
spraying it everywhere.
Oh,
which
God.
Waste of money, but also like
small dick energy, I have to say.
Small dick energy for it looked like a proper like Clapham boy, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I hate Clapham.
Probably
men.
From Fulham. And he was just like
probably from Clapham, surely.
Yeah. He's from Clapham, but probably from Fulham. And he was just spraying champagne all over, like, me and the girls. And I'm just like, mate, what are you doing? We're trying to watch England win here. Like, we haven't got time for this. And then at the end of the night, he, like, came out and spoke to us. And he was like, oh, did you like my aim? And we were like, you what? And he was like, oh, yeah, I was aiming for the attractive girls with my champagne. And I was like, small dick energy. And then, so there was three of us. And he was like, oh, can I have your number? And we were like, whose? And he was like, oh, any one of yous, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
And we were just like, so you don't even, you're not even bothered whose number? And then he thought it and he went, oh, the middle one. And we were like, I mean, no.
The middle one. Oh, my God. So I live with someone who I didn't grow up with. And I have quite a large circle of friends because I grew up in London. I still live in London. So everyone I've ever known basically is around me.
Damn.
So she's meeting a lot of new people and everyone wants her number. So I'm literally, part of my job is I am her dating PA. Like, I swear to God, I'm answering, like, people are like, do you think you can get me an appointment? Like, is that sort of vibe? Like, do you think you can get, like, would it be, like, would it be possible to get her number? Like, honestly, I'm her PA. Like,
busy.
I know. She has got with more of my friends than I think I ever have, hilariously, in, like, the last 2 weeks. And then people, like, I've known since I was, like, 4. It's so weird.
Oh, my days.
So yeah, that's another.
Wow.
It's a lesser known symptom of Hot Girl Summer. There are a lot of PA girls, sex girls out there, and I'm doing God's work. I have to say,
I
do enjoy it. If I'm knowing my housemate is getting some good dick, like that in every way, that's like a very honourable pursuit.
Hannah, I ask this question every episode. What has been your favourite age of your 20s, and why?
24.
I think, this age, right now? I think it's the contrast. 23 was really shit. I said, was saying earlier, my birthday's in March.
23 was shit, man.
So I had March to March, basically, in lockdown.
Yeah.
That was a really, really shit time. But I feel like I do feel like the shit times are where you, like, sort of develop. And, like, you need those shit times to, like, come out better and happier.
Oh, I've leveled up, definitely. Yeah. I've leveled up. Let's fucking go.
I have leveled the fuck up.
Yes, girl.
So I feel like I'm excited for, like, my career's finally, like, where I sort of want it. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm living with my best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm cooking a lot. Having a lot of dinner parties. I don't know. Just, I feel like it's a great, I feel like mature in some ways, but still, like, quite young in other ways.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting. Like, I don't know where my life's going to turn out, but I know it's going to be good, and that's such an exciting and happy place to be. So,
can I get that on, like, a wooden slab?
Yeah, it's very live, laugh, laugh, isn't it?
No, but I agree. I feel 24 is good because you're, like, old enough to, like, know your own mind a bit more. You know what you're doing. You're less fresh out of uni. I miss uni less, and now I'm, like, loving my actual life.
So I had the best time at uni, but I don't miss it because...
I don't anymore. Not as much as I did.
I feel like... it was so fun to piss around, and I had less meat, but I didn't have as much direction as I do now, and I actually think direction is quite important to happiness.
Just to finish off, what are you looking forward to most about post-pandemic dating and sex and just having a laugh?
Having more of it! I want as many I'm looking forward to moments of joy that come with having sex.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to having a sexual connection with people. I think it's a really exciting thing about life. It's one of the most purest joys in life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to have loads and loads of orgasms.
Yes, yeah. Really feel your body, man. Treat it.
Sure.
I love that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I'm looking forward to just going to a house party, seeing Fitty in the corner and just being like, oh, hey, how do you know my friend Charlie? tell me about yourself.
That would not work on me.
Can I get you a drink from the fridge?
Can I get you a drink from my flask?
From my hip flask that I've brought. My love, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's been an honour and a privilege. I've been wanting to do this for literally years. So I'm so delighted that it's happened. And yeah, Kate's the best, everyone. You don't realise how... Well, you probably do. But Kate's the absolute fucking dog's bollocks. So, yeah.
Oh, I love yous. Thank you so much for listening to...
Oh, you weren't talking to me. You were talking
to... No more.
Oh, my God.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. If you've had a nice time, please do subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a topic that you want us to navigate together, just let me know. And why not binge all the other episodes? Give us a follow at Navigating Your 20s Podcast on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date. And see you next time on Navigating Your 20s.